And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sage. But first, let's go visiting in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, Daniel McEntee of Cleveland is only 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But already he's a man of few words. Yes, sir. Recently, we asked him about a cake his mother made. It was when the McEntees took part in a nationwide test of the new Sure Mix Crisco. Well, we said, "Say, Danny, young fella, I understand that a lady gave your mother a new kind of shortening for cakes."
"Yes, sir. I heard Mom say she'd try it. But you know what?"
"No, what?"
"She'd think it wouldn't make much difference."
"You mean from her regular kind?"
"Uh-huh."
"Oh, well, did you get some of that cake, Danny?"
"I'll say. And boy, it was swell. Best cake Mom ever made."
"You mean it was lighter and it tasted better than other cakes your mother made?"
"I just mean it was swell. Best cake Mom ever made."
Well, ladies, we had to get Dan's mother to tell us why that Crisco cake made such a hit. She told us she got a much smoother cake batter with Crisco, and that her cake turned out lighter, smoother textured, and it tasted better than she'd ever dreamed possible. Now, that's the kind of cakes you can make with Sure Mix Crisco, too. Why, hundreds of families just like yours took part in that nationwide independent test. Cakes baked with Crisco were compared to those made with every type of shortening. And when those families chose the cakes they liked best, the vote was 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. Now, isn't that proof that the new Crisco really is different from other shortenings? In fact, Crisco is made by a special patented process that brings you 3 exclusive new advantages. 1, lighter cakes. 2, smoother textured cakes. 3, cakes that taste better than you can make them with any other home shortening we know of. So get Crisco, won't you? And remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better tasting fried foods. That was the family vote. 4-1 for new Sure Mix Crisco. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and their son, Mr. Rush Gook. Vic, who arrived home from the office only a few minutes ago, is seated on the davenport, staring thoughtfully at his shoes. And Sade is saying,
"You've been honored, huh?"
"Signally. I've been named a member of the All-Star Marching Team of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way."
"Who done the honoring?"
"The fellas up at Chicago headquarters."
"Cost you anything?"
"Naturally not."
"Well, I didn't know. Generally, you're asked to slop out your pocketbook when them Chicago fellas come along with some stunt."
"The present instance is not some stunt."
"Who else is on the All-Star Marching Team, Guy?"
9 other guys."
"Anybody I know?"
"Well, Y.Y. Flurch and J.J. Stunbold of Leicester, Nebraska. Harry Fye and I. Edson Box, also of Leicester. H.K. Fleber of Gravelman, South Carolina. Robert and Slavert Hink of Hoopston, Illinois. O.X. Bellyman of Detroit, Michigan. How many is that?"
"I didn't count."
"Well, there's 10 of us all together." "10 of us all together."
"Something about this business bothering you?" "You act like you're disturbed."
"Disturbed?"
"Yeah."
"I am disturbed."
"What's the matter?"
"Well, the members of the All-Star Marching Team are scattered all over the United States. And yet Chicago headquarters wants us to practice marching as a unit so we make a flashy appearance."
So that's the catch. You've got to spend a gunny sack full of money on railroad tickets to South Carolina and Nebraska and Michigan."
"No, that's not it at all, Sade. No expenditure of money is involved in this situation. Suppose I read you the letter I received at the office this afternoon. Then you'll understand the whole affair."
"All right."
"Go fetch it, will you, Popcorn Stain?"
"Always?"
"Yeah, in the inside pocket of my suit coat."
"Huh?"
"Yellow envelope."
"Okay."
"I'm pleased and flattered about this, kiddo. Out of the whole enormous membership of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way, I was one of the 10 men chosen to march on the championship team."
"Very nice."
"I think so. In the next issue of the Lodge magazine, there'll probably be a generous write-up."
"We can send the clip into Bess and Walter."
"True." "Darn it. The complications trouble me.
What complications is that?
Well, us guys on the All-Star team are supposed to practice marching as a unit, and we're supposed to do it separately.
How do you mean?
Well, this letter will make it clear. Read it out loud, will you, Pitchfork?
No.
Now, they're done from Kleeberger's this afternoon, by the way.
Huh?
Thought you were going to pay him that $2.
I will tomorrow. Read, Tongue Clam.
Raider, salute. In hoc, sinus, trouble, follow, huh? Dim, wet, non, disputanum, ed, spittle, dumb, cluck, pop,
est. Well, you can skip the Latin.
Okay.
Begin down where it says, congratulations, Sky Brother Gook. You have been named...
Congratulations, Sky Brother Gook. You have been named a member of the All-Star Marching Team. We of the official staff here at the headquarters of the fraternity are happy and gratified.
Well, skip down a little more. All they do in that particular paragraph is to toss bouquets at me. Begin where it says, your teammates on this All-Star Marching Unit are as follows.
Your teammates on this All-Star Marching Unit are as follows. YY Flirch, JJ...
He always gets in everything, that YY Flirch. I bet one of these days they'll elect somebody Sultan of the Pacific Ocean and it'll turn out to be YY Flirch.
Read on, Russ.
YY Flirch, JJ, JJ Stunbolt, Harry Fye, and I, Edson Box of Lester, Nebraska. Homer U. McDancy of East Brain, Oregon.
I left him out when I was naming over names a minute ago.
H.K. Fleber of Gravelman, South Carolina. Robert and Slobbert Hink of Hoopston, Illinois. And O.X. Bellyman of Detroit, Michigan.
Robert and Slobbert are a couple more fellas that always shove themselves in stuff.
Robert and Slobbert were elected to the marching team, say?
Mm.
Proceed with the letter.
The Sacred Stars of the Milky Way is proud of you, 10 men. We know you will work with unceasing effort to produce the finest...
No additional bouquets and compliments. Skip down.
Cornucopia, fumble, bop. Agricola, spinach, fish, eggfinch, gumlaw.
Skip down, fire.
Because you 10 men are scattered all over the country, making it impracticable...
Now, that's a... Listen to this carefully, say.
Because you 10 men are scattered all over the country, making it impracticable from a financial point of view for you to get together for practice sessions, we have devised the following plan.
Get this now, kid.
You will practice your marching separately. Separately?
In separate units, that means. Since I'm the only member of the team in this city, I'll have to practice marching all alone. The same is true of H.K. Fleber in South Carolina, O.X. Bellyman in Michigan, and Homer U. McDancy in Oregon. Robert and Slobbert Hink, of course, both residing in Hoopston, have each other to march with. The lucky guys are the ones in Lester, Nebraska. 4 of them. YY Flirch, JJJJ Stunbolt, Harry Fye, and I, Edson Box. 4 guys don't make a very impressive parade, but it's one whole heck of a lot better than just one guy.
You're going to march up the street all by yourself?
That's headquarters' plan. Go on with the letter, Lucille.
In order that perfect rhythm be attained, each separate unit will train itself to march at the rate of 1 stride every 3 4/16 seconds.
You get the idea, don't you, George?
I'm wondering how long a time 4/16 of a second is.
4/16 of a second elapses rapidly.
Well, I hope.
The idea, of course, is for each separate unit of the team to school themselves to the same size stride. Then when we all get together, we'll be able to swing along like highly drilled marchers. Read on.
We suggest that you acquire a piece of chalk and mark off 100 yards of the street in front of your house. Then you can perfect yourself.
Oh, hey, now.
What's the matter?
Well, you wouldn't go through any such dottos as that, would you? Mark up Virginia Avenue like a football diamond, go strutting back and forth all by yourself.
I doubt if anybody'd be upset.
People would get the idea you're dippy.
Proceed with the letter, garbage bucket.
Still trying to figure out this 4/16 of a second business.
That 4/16 of a second business needn't trouble you.
No, but march at the rate of 1 stride every 3 4/16 seconds. How'd you time yourself?
I'll buy a stopwatch.
Well, even with a stopwatch, though. Do they have stopwatches that indicate when a 1/16 of a second's gone past?
I don't know. I'll have to look into the matter.
Ma'am, how long do you suppose 4/16 of a second is?
Oh, psst.
I'll bet that's down close to a whole second.
Maybe it is. Robert and Slobber and Hink have it nice. Two of them to march. They can make chalk marks on the concrete out in front of their house and button up their overcoats and link arms and go skipping along in grand shape.
The guys in Lester, Nebraska have it the best. Four of them.
Poor old H.K. Fleber, though, in South Carolina. He has to plug along all alone without a soul to talk to.
Same thing with O.H. Bellingman in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
And Homer U. McDancy of East Brain, Oregon. And Gov here.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a son of a gun of a problem.
You, 10 fellas ever going to get together?
Sometime, I expect.
When you do, you can all hop into line and go swinging along, taking exactly 3 4/16 seconds for every step.
Mm. Hoopston's not far. You could take the train some Saturday and go practice marching with Robert and Slobber.
Mm.
Better go to Detroit, Michigan and keep O.X. Bellingman company.
Yeah, he's apt to look a little pathetic. One measly little fella marching along like a whole parade.
It is just possible you people can enjoy your funny crosstalk without me. Maybe I'll be excused.
Where are you going?
Outdoors.
Got your chalk?
Sometime, my boy, you'll say something very humorous, and immediately afterward, bitter weeping will be heard throughout the neighborhood. I'm going across the alley, Sadie.
Pitch indoor horseshoes in Aunt Nisa's basement?
Yes.
All right.
Here's your letter, Gal.
Take it in the hallway and put it in my coat pocket where you found it.
Okay.
Oh, let me look at the letter once.
Huh?
Well, it's nice of them to put your father on their all-star marching team.
Yeah. Seems to me they'd have been smarter, though, if they'd selected the members of their marching team all from the same city.
Well, from what I've seen of those Chicago headquarters fellas, they weren't ever smart to begin with.
Oh.
Greater salute. In hoax and a trouble volo hunt. Dim wet non disputandum et spittle dum clock estuary bout.
There's another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Save until tomorrow. You know, a sure cure for husbands who come home all tired and grumpy at night. You can cheer them up in no time with a big, delicious slice of Sure-Mix Crisco cake for supper dessert. Yes, ma'am, because that new Crisco is made by a special patented process. And it's the only home shortening we know of that can offer you these three big advantages. One, lighter cakes. Two, smoother textured cakes. And three, cakes that taste better than you ever made them before. In a recent independent home test, cakes that housewives baked with Crisco were compared to cakes made with every type of shortening. And when those families made their choice, they voted 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. Now, why not treat your family to a Crisco cake today? And remember, it wasn't 4-1 for lighter cakes only, but also 4-1 for flakier pastry, 4-1 for better-tasting fried foods. That was the family vote, 4-1, for new Sure Mix Crisco. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade tomorrow. This is Mel Allen speaking.